in the context of project management, not taking risk can lead to more project risk. I don't know how much you will agree with me on this, but let me share my experience with risk management. Over a period of time, by managing hundreds of projects, I have realized by not taking risk, actually I am taking more risk in my project. Oh yes, sorry, forgot to introduce myself. I am your host Kailash Upadhyay and you are listening to my podcast, so P3M, the Project, Program and Portfolio Management Knowledge Series. Okay, so let's come back to the topic and let me share what kind of risk I was inviting by not taking risk in my project. The first risk I experienced was the project delays. Because I was choosing the safest option to deliver the product and services, even in case where these options are not the most efficient or effective, and by taking this approach, I was investing more time to complete the project safely and ultimately delaying the delivery of project output. So yes, because of not taking risk and choosing the safest option to deliver the product and services, actually I end up delaying my project output because the safe options were not the most efficient or effective. The second risk I experienced was increased project cost. See friends, taking risk can sometimes lead to increased cost. However, if you are not willing to take any risk, you may end up spending more money in long run by choosing the safe option. For example, if you are not willing to take risk on a new technology, you may end up spending more money on old technology. And the old technology may have its own life cycle cost. The operations cost, the maintenance cost, and the many costs associated with using the old technology. So, you know, because of using the old technology and because of not taking risk with new technology, in a long run, you actually end up spending more money in your project. And I hope you could correlate with me on this. So the third risk I experienced was lower quality. See friends, if you are not willing to take risk, you may be more likely choosing the safe option, even if it is not the highest quality option. This can lead to lower quality product or services, and this can damage your reputation and make it harder to win new business for your organization. So, not taking risk has many other risks related to your reputation, related to loss of new businesses, and so on. The fourth risk I experienced was lack of innovation. See, if the project team feels like they are not allowed to take risk, they may be less likely to come up with new ideas or solutions. And hence, this could lead to lack of innovation. And I don't have to explain what are the risks you are inviting by not innovating with product and services. One last risk I want to share with you was project team dissatisfaction. If the project team feels like they are not allowed to take risk, they may become disengaged and less productive, which can lead to number of new risks, including project delay, increased cost, lower quality product deliverables, because of disengaged team, because of less productive team. So I hope you understand now that not taking risk is risk in itself. Let me also give an example to further elaborate this. Assume you are assigned as a project manager to launch a new product with cutting-edge technology which is new to your organization. This product is innovative and has the potential to be very successful. However, the project sponsor is worried about the risk involved in launching a new product. He decided to play it safe and choose the old reliable technology. The product is ultimately launched on time and on budget, but it is not as successful as the organization had hoped. Finally, the sponsor realizes that they could have been more successful had they taken a risk and used the new technology. In this example, the decision of not taking risk led to a number of problems. The product was not very successful, as it could have been, and the company lost out on potential profit. Of course, friends, not all risks are worth taking. It is important to carefully consider the risk and rewards before making a decision. However, I would like to reiterate, it is important to remember that not taking any risk is a risk in itself. So that's all in this episode, and hope that it will give you new perspective toward project risk management. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I request you to follow and subscribe to my show P3M, and do share with your friends so it can add value for them as well. And if you have any topic on which you want me to share my experience, then please feel free to share with me. You can find my contact information on this podcast description, and I will definitely try to share my experience on that topic. So that's all. Enjoy listening to this podcast, and please take care. Thank you.